Rivers of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Yeah, hello, everybody. Gary, Yancey, Chuck in the building and ready to talk about a few things on tonight's program, the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, a men's SEC golf championship, a little baseball discussion, and whatever else might come our way. Hello, fellas.
What's happening, my friend?
Let's do it.
I tell you what, really excited for Chris Malloy, you know, someone I consider a personal friend, but, you know, just to go through what that team is went through this year, having the number one player in golf leave in the middle of the season to the LIV, and then winning the first SEC championship at Ole Miss is 1984. It's just miraculous. What a job by not only Chris, but his assistant and all of the players on the team. Just unbelievable.
No question about it. And I watched it, and it was
– I did too.
I mean, they just dominated the number three team in the country, Florida. Yep. And the number one player in the country.
Yeah.
One of the Trudeau boys dominated the number one player in the country. It was fascinating.
If you know, losing Lasasso with, you know, I think he had like a 69.47 stroke average last year, if they could just get to that match play, right, in the NCAAs, which I suspect they will, they're going to be hard to beat. On the other hand, Gary and Chucky, I said something a little bit last week, but I want to encourage Chris and Glenn and all the leaders at Ole Miss. We have got to get with the SEC. We know the double decker. It's the next of the week, last weekend in April, every single year. If we got any kind of influence, whatever, get this home series off a double decker. I mean, it ruined it. You know, I'm up in there for 10 hours Saturday, missed a whole double-decker. The players don't get the enthusiasm. Most of the fans, at least half of them, left in the second game to go enjoy the festivities at double-decker. It's just horrible, horrible timing to have a home baseball weekend, and you're playing Georgia. And, you know, it's a shame. We got to get that off a double-decker weekend. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. I got it. I agree. There's nothing else to say.
I mean, you know, you could hear a pin drop in extra innings there in the stadium because the whole stadium had left a double-decker.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what a shame for the players. That extra enthusiasm. I mean, Ole Miss had five straight innings to just get a hit. Georgia couldn't even get to first base, much less second base in score position. And I think that extra energy, and then they win game two, they're getting that sweep. And it's just, I don't know, the way that it, you know, with, I thought, and then the five thoughts is mainly on this, when Foley got hit, he got knocked out of the game, and that started the mass substitutions in game two. That turned the whole series. That one pitch, Foley getting hit, I thought was, and what a shame for it to be on an injury that you get hit by a ball.
If you're looking to buy land, whether it's 20 acres out in the country to build a home or 200 acres to hunt deer, you need to make First South your first call. 601-898-8540. Find them online at firstsouthland.com. When I came in, Chuck Yancey said he had 10 things he wanted to talk about. We're going to try and get just five of them. Brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham has nine of those in the states of Mississippi and Tennessee.
Thought number one, man, it was really tough to lose the Georgia series because, quite frankly, they shouldn't have lost the series. Ole Miss played his guts out. It was a battle of the Titans, and it could have gone either way. I have a sneaky feeling these two will face each other again down the road for much more at stake. Thought number two, I thought the injury to Foley turned the series when he got hit by the pitch early in game two. His bat woke up with two home runs and six RBIs that day before the injury, but more importantly, it started a series of substitutions in game two that left Ole Miss without five starters in the extra innings. Thought number three, if you look back, Ole Miss scored 17 runs in the first 18 innings and run in the next 14 innings. Just when you thought they had gotten over the hump offensively, they went back in a funk. Thought number four, while it looks like Foley will be back quickly in the lineup at catcher, the quad injury by Fetty really threw the defensive lineup in new charters. With multiple players playing out of position, Reuter was 0-for-6 throwing runners out at the plate, and Judge dropped a ball that allowed two unearned runs to score in the ninth. That accounted for three of the five runs for Georgia Sunday. Both need to get healthy in a hurry. This will be something to monitor. And thought number four, lastly, what a job Ole Miss golf team to win the SEC Championship Sunday. The first in almost 42 years. Imagine losing the reigning national champion in Lasasso in the middle of the season and end the regular season by winning the SEC Championship. Simply unbelievable job by Coach Chris Malloy to keep the team moving forward after losing college golfers' best player.
All right, those are the five things from Yancey. Next, we'll talk to that head coach, Chris Malloy. He's up as we continue the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Hey, fellas. I said, hey, fellas, can I tell them what you did? Do you really want to know what Sue did? She pulled my shoes off. Oh, what you did to me. She pulled my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She pulled my shoes off. Shoes on. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes on. That's what she did. She's good.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
This is World Series champion David DeLucci. When I wasn't playing baseball, you could always find me on a deer stand. And owning my own land always gave me peace of mind. If that's your goal, remember the name First South Farm Credit. At First South, they understand the importance of land ownership and passing down a legacy to the next generation. Whether you're looking for hunting land, farmland, or just a place to get away, make First South your first call. Stop by or find them online at firstsouthland.com.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta? Swappa Land has a new team in Cleveland, Mississippi. Swappa stands for soil, water, air, plants, and animals, the resources that make land special. Whether it's farmland, hunting, recreational, and commercial properties, and dream homes, they connect buyers with sellers. Their partner, Steward Link, helps secure conservation funding for better wildlife habitat and water quality. Go to swappaland.com or call the office at 662-588-2034 or Charlie Heights at 662-719-7218. Swappa Land, your Delta Land connection.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, it is the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. You can get into the text message line at 662-426-1093. That is 426-1093. We'll get those text messages in, and we have a few things concerning injuries. So obviously we'll kind of tack in text messages and injuries there in the next segment. And then we've got Brad Henderson to come on and talk baseball before we're done. Still waiting to connect with Coach Chris Malloy. So, Yancey, what you want to do?
Yeah, a little bit more about the baseball, I guess. I tell you what, Chuck, let's talk a little football. We only have a couple minutes to get in football. Let's talk a little football. Were you able to, Tim, meet the Rebels?
Yeah, it was a great crowd.
Great crowd.
Super crowd. Good setup. They had a station in a stage in the middle where they interviewed Coach Golden, Pete Golden, and then the players were lined up all around. I mean, the lines were long. I couldn't believe people would stay in the lines that long, but they did, and it was a good day.
All right, Coach Malloy is now with us, and Coach, we welcome you to the program again. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, guys. Howdy, toddy.
Howdy, toddy. Coach, I know it's got to be special, you know, when you were being interviewed and you were like, I told them and I don't know if I believed it, but, you know, you did it. To go from losing, college golf's best golfer to now winning the SEC championship, just talk about the process, the mind frame. When Sasso informed the team that he was going to go to the pro ranks, from that point to this point, how did you get here?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a blur, certainly. And as you mentioned, the comment that I had made yesterday, and I kind of talked about it a little bit today, is it's just the wild part of it. You know, certainly I had dreamt of being in the battle of the championship match and coming down to the last hole and all those things. I mean, I've talked about that, dreamt it, but. The wild part was, and what kind of kicked it off earlier, somebody said, well, what was your first thought when you won? I went, well, I hadn't gotten that far in my dreams. that was the only weird part of it all. Like, standing on the first tee and going in the middle of it and getting hit right in the face and helping coach our guys and coming down the stretch. Man, I had thought about all those things, and I had rehearsed that and had a vision for that. But after it goes in, I'm like, well, hell, what do I do now? So, good problem to have, certainly. But man, this group is just so tough. And you talked about it, just a whirlwind. Lasasso doing what he had to do, and no one faulted him for that. He was faced with a really tough decision, and kind of had to go that route. So. We have that. Then we have the ice storm, as you guys know. And I don't get to see my guys, right? And of all years, in a time where I need to have my guys, back, and we need to get into a rhythm, and I need to help them, get through that. So those were kind of two haymakers, left and right out of the gate. And it took us a while to get through it, and it took us a while to find our identity. And here we are, and I think they've done that.
I don't know if it's just me. Your team a heck of a lot better, but it seems to me we really excel in match play, not only this year, but this year, obviously, with the SEC championship, you went 3-0 and had a chance to win 5-0 against, arguably the best team or one of the top teams in the country. What is it about this team, why they excel so much in match play?
I was hoping you could tell me that. it's funny, and all joking aside, we the one thing that I just preach and I'm just on them about is being tough, and they hear me say it, they roll their eyes at this point, but now you listen to them, if you interview them, they kind of come up with this line of confidence only matters when things aren't going your way. Confidence only matters when you don't know where the ball is going. Confidence only matters when you don't feel great about your golf game. Anybody, you and I, all of us, man, if things are going our way, we feel great and we made a couple of birdies, and that's easy to have confidence then. But what are you going to do? Like Mike Tyson said, everyone has a game plan until you get, hit in the nose. what are you going to do then? So, that's just what we preach, man. And I think that's the biggest part of match play is, you got to throw the first punch, And when you get hit yourself, man, you got to be tough. You got to stand back up and figure it out and not freak out. And these guys, I mean it, and I got a couple of stories, you know, for you. But there was never one time that once match play started this week, and I know you're going to say I'm lying, you think I'm lying, or you know what I'm just saying in coach speak. Never one time that our team and our coaching staff did not think we were just going to pummel everybody. We thought we were going to win, and we never wavered. And even if we hit some bad shots, man, they never blinked. They just let it roll, and they kept going.
Obviously, one of the biggest things yesterday was just lights out putting. I watched the whole thing, and I mean, good grief! Every time we needed a putt, we got it.
Yeah, I mean, you're dead on, and you know that we putted great, you know, all throughout match play, and that's been our Achilles heel the last few tournaments. So we putted pretty good down at Mossy Oak, but man, we just God, we putted so poorly out in California out of nowhere, and I really got on them, about that, and we didn't do a very good job. We started to trend a little bit. We didn't do a very good job the first, couple of rounds at Vanderbilt's tournament. So that, we put a huge emphasis on that. So, to hear, I still haven't watched the broadcast. I'm going to watch it with, Kaylee and Cash, my kids tonight, and they wanted me to wait. I was going to try to watch it last night, but they wanted me to wait till tonight. So I'm looking forward to seeing that in the broadcast because I heard, there are a lot of comments on how well we putted.
Yeah, and the Florida coach was highly complimentary of you and the whole program. I thought he was a great classic sport.
Yeah, they're great. They're two really good buddies of mine. And Dudley, J.C. Deacon, the head coach, it's funny. I interviewed for that job 2 days after I interviewed for this job. And going into that, I thought I was going to take that job. Jeremy Foley, who was 80 at the time, I was kind of the guy, and, that was the natural fit because I was at South Florida. And I came up here to interview and then, again, went there, to interview. And I even told them, I took my name out of the hat. I didn't think I was a great fit there. I didn't know if I was going to take this job or not. I didn't know if I was going to be offered this job. But I told them at that time, J.C. was their guy. And he was just perfect for it. He was a young, assistant coach, came from UNLV. And ultimately, they made the right call there. And he's just such a good dude. And Dudley Hart played on PGA Tour for a while. He's one of my favorite humans walking the face of the earth. So that was fun to kind of, go at it with those two guys. And we have a lot of respect for each other.
Well, we're awfully glad that you took this job instead of the Florida job coaching. Just a great job over the week. The whole week was fun, and congratulations.
And Coach,
are the best.
Real short, how do you keep the mindset like, hey, this hitting the pinnacle here, we accomplished something to Ole Miss we haven't done in so many years, but the eye on the prize is still out there, the natty.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest challenge lying ahead, guys. I mean, and again, we don't run from any of these questions, and we don't act like it's not happening. I think that's something that we got to do a good job of as a coaching staff and as a team. As we have shown, we haven't been very good at being the hunted. We need to be the hunters, and we need to have that killer mentality. And I there's no doubt in my mind that's why we were successful this week is everyone counted them out, and man, we were the hunters and did a really good job of that. So keep that mindset. We have a few weeks off, and that's a challenge. Certainly we wish we could, get to start the NCAA tournament tomorrow. But the reality is we can't, and we got to live in that reality and be ready when it's time to go. And we will. We'll be fine.
Thank you, Coach. Howdy, toddy.
Appreciate you, Chris. Congratulations.
You too.
Hey, don't forget the Faris Group, your partner in retirement. Faris Group, 20 years of experience, proven track record, helping retirees invest and not outlive the savings. The phone number is 601-607-4141. The Faris Group. Get that free consultation.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, let's get into the text messages and some injuries, and basically we're going to kind of boom that all together in one big thing as we have a lot of the injuries. But first of all, let me tell you about CCMOxford.com. That's Cannon Cleary McGraw. And they bring the text messages to you. And so if you're looking for anything real estate-wise, try CCMOxford.com. While we were doing the conversation with Coach Malloy, the golf question came in, do we know where the Rebels will be playing regionals? And the answer to that is not yet.
Nope.
Not yet. They're announced way out. They're announced all the way to 2028, in fact. This year's regionals, which will be May 18th through 20th, Athens, Georgia, Bermuda Run, North Carolina, Bryan, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, Corvallis, Oregon, and Marana, Arizona, with the championships May 29th through June 3rd back in Carlsbad, California at the Omni La Costa Resort and Spa.
Which they played really, I mean, you know, they're 1-3 putt away from the championship match last year, so they've got to have good feelings playing on that course that obviously play well there, so they just get there, just get the match play, and they're going to be tough to beat.
All right, so most of the rest of the things involve football and baseball injury questions. So let me go ahead and tell you about Swappa Land. If you're looking for land or a home in the Mississippi Delta, Swappa Land now has a team in Cleveland. They specialize in farmland, hunting, recreational, commercial properties, or just your dream home. Through the partner Stuart Link, they also help with conversation in the funding business. Visit Swappaland, that's SWAPALand.com, or call Charlie Hintz at 662-719-7218 or the office at 662-588-2034. Who wants to start with some injuries, fellas?
Yancy, you got
them. Yeah, I've got them. Unfortunately, it's, you know, we've had, it seems like the last couple months has been very brief, but, you know, they come in seems like in groups. And, you know, right now, Grayson Gibson's still on, a freshman right left-handed pitcher. He's still out with forearm soreness. Marco Spilla, the right-handed pitcher that they had such, you know, high hopes on this season, finally started pitching well. He's been out the last month and a half. He's out with Tommy John surgery. They went ahead and had the surgery. Sophomore Hayden Federico pulled his quad. As Bianco said a little bit earlier on head-to-head that he's day-to-day, I still look for him to be out this week in pinch hitter role. We'll see, maybe DH, but he didn't look very well running down first base. Junior catcher Austin Foley got hit on the leg, you know, as we talked about earlier in game two. Couldn't get down in a squatting position. Really affected Ole Miss there defensively there at catcher. Hopefully he's good to go tomorrow. We'll see. If not, I think he'll be fine for this weekend at Arkansas. Then on the football, I mean, we got a bunch of them. Carey Kern broke his foot. He a week before last in practice, he's been out. Caleb Cunningham has an hamstring injury. He's been out a little bit. Jalen Braxton had a screw taken out, I believe, from an old surgery.
Surgery, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just letting him heal.
Letting him heal some, so he should be good to go. Chase Matthews came in with the ACL. He had the surgery back in last September. He's still, getting back full strength from that. Jalen Crawford, he's been out with a concussion.
Yeah.
And then Edwin Joseph and Jordan Renard. Edwin Joseph is, the safety from Florida State. I don't know what his injury is.
I don't either.
Jordan Renard's the defensive end from Alabama. Don't know what his injury is. And then Kiwan Lacy has still been dealing with that shoulder situation from the Tulane game. Still practicing, but just in non-contact.
Yeah, no contact.
And, you know, obviously with this break they'll have coming up, he should be good to go for this summer. So, you know, some really key players in there, and we'll just kind of monitor.
Pete Golden keeps saying that none of these are going to cost us any time in the fall.
The big picture.
That they should be back, all be back by August if everything goes according to plan.
The ones that you're really more concerned about, Chuck, I would think, are the guys that came in, transfers, right? And then also players like Caleb Cunningham that were coming on so good at the end of last year. And
He's missed most of spring.
That's just he
didn't need to do that.
And same situation happened with him last year when he came in. He had injuries, and that put him behind. And then really just finished with the flurry in practices. And then, you know, I mean, this is a setback.
I hope he's doing a lot of mental reps out at practice and not jacking around, you know.
Yeah.
Because he that's what he needs is the mental side of it.
And then the other one that concerns me is Carey Kern. You know, obviously he'll have 4 or 5 months to heal up before the season or before two-a-days start, but he missed a lot of – you know, he didn't have the start at Ole Miss that everybody was hoping for. So him being out there for any extended time is not good as well.
Yeah,
at a position of need.
Apparently he's not a very good driver either.
Well, I can't even say anything about that. I busted a tire on a rim myself just the other day. So, but I wasn't quite going the speed he was. I was going about 5 miles an hour, which makes it even more embarrassing.
One other text message. With the Federico news, do you expect you to mark to be back in center field?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have much. You could put Mosley out there, but they got to have the bats, right? They're trying to get in the bats. We saw what happened when you put in all the guys, the subs on the bench, and you know, they just couldn't get it.
And right now, Pano's bat is there. And is doing well, and he looked pretty good at third base.
Yeah, he looked comfortable.
Yeah.
He looked comfortable.
He's gaining more and more confidence every game.
That's a good point.
There's no question about that.
And I wouldn't be shocked next year if Pano's at third base.
I wouldn't either.
You look at that, you got Decker at second, so Randall can't move over there. And then Randall at short and Pano at third. And then I think Foley's projected 10 to 12 round this year. But if he comes back, you got most of your infield in there, and obviously you bring in most of your pitching staff, so you just keep rolling that season.
Let's bring in Brad Henderson from the Ole Miss Radio Network as we continue the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Oh. Ole Miss fans, summer always changes how I get dressed. When it's 95 degrees in Mississippi and I'm bouncing between the ballpark, the studio, and whatever Ole Miss event is next, I want clothes that are comfortable but don't look like I just rolled out of bed. That's why I've been wearing Quince. Their European linen shirts have become one of my go-to pieces this summer. They're lightweight, breathable, and actually look good whether I'm covering a game or recording a podcast. The thing I like most about Quince is you're getting high-quality essentials without paying luxury brand prices. Their linen shirts and pants start at just $34, and everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they cut out the middlemen and work directly with ethical factories. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/TOC for Talk of Champions, TOC, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/TOC for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
I recommend Cannon Motor Company because nobody beats a Cannon deal. It's not only the car sale, it's after the car sale. And we take our job serious and we just love helping people. Working at Cannon is a great place to work. You know, we have fun and it's just like family and getting to, you know, be outside and do something new every day.
Test drive a new Chevrolet Silverado today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal.
Nobody!
Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Here we go. Finishing up, get started with the second half of the program instead, brought to you by Gateway Tire. 1929 is when they came around. They've got 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. From the Ole Miss Radio Network, our friend and yours, Brad Henderson, Hindu. Happy Monday.
Thank you, man. How's it going?
Doing good, Hindu. You know, I'm conflicted. I left the weekend saying, you know what? Georgia's arguably the best team in the country, along with UCLA, and I thought Ole Miss was just as good, if not better, than them. Then the other confliction of me is, like, they should have won that series. And then the other part is, what a shame. I thought everything turned in game two when Foley got hit, and not only did you lose his defensive presence, but it also started the mass substitutions, and then you get into the next nine innings because it goes five extra innings, and you got, you know, five guys in the lineup that aren't your normal batters, and it really hurt Ole Miss getting that win. What are your thoughts on the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was odd with it being a doubleheader and game two going 14 innings, but you know, obviously we had a chance to win the first two and couldn't get that big hit when we had, you know, four opportunities with a runner on second base and extras. But, you know, it happens sometimes. And, yeah, we were banged up. I mean, Fett with his groin and obviously Foley getting hit in the knee and having to come out. It was really quirky. But it was funny when we left after the two games on Saturday, DK and I were like, man, we could be 2-0, but we could have been 0-2, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we had to overcome an 8-run deficit in game one. So, I mean, kind of both teams were probably feeling like, boy, we left one out there. So, at the end of the day, it probably worked out how it was supposed to, right? And then, you know, I personally didn't have a great feeling yesterday because Fed, as hot as he's been, wasn't in the lineup, and Foley wasn't in the lineup, and you know, we were going to have to do some things differently, and, you know, it just didn't work out. And but, no, overall, yeah, we were equally as talented, but, you know, ultimately the numbers make the difference, and we lost 2 out of 3. But, yeah, we're still playing really good baseball. We just need to get healthy and finish strong down the end.
Kind of disappointing that we lit Aoki up the first game and then could barely touch him yesterday. That just didn't make sense to me. I kept saying, how is this possible? I mean, we owned the guy Saturday morning, or first game Saturday, and then couldn't touch him yesterday.
Yeah, you know, to me, Chuck, and I thought about this, and I thought about it, and the difference to me in the game was in the first inning. You know, Decker walks, we still second.
Mm-hmm.
Bassetta gets an infield single. We're first and third, nobody out. And Judd hits an absolute missile.
109 miles an hour.
To short, and their guy makes an unbelievable play. They get the double play, and we only score the one run. If that ball gets by him, we're 1-0, first and third again. Aoki may not get out of the first or second inning. And I talked to their radio guys, and they said he's probably only going to go an inning, maybe two. And that kind of turned the whole game around. And Coach B and I, we talk about this all the time. You never know which play is going to turn a game around or this, that, and the other. And to me, it was that play. I mean, that one play, looking back on it, changed the whole trajectory of how that game played out. And you got to give them credit. Branch is a great player. He made a great play. They were able to get out of it without only giving up the one run, and that's ultimately all they gave up the rest of the day. But who knows if that ball gets through the middle, how that inning goes, and obviously how the rest of the game goes.
I tell you another thing that I noticed, Brad, is there's no weak spots in their lineup as far as I could tell. I thought 1-9 they were just, you know, you couldn't relax on anybody. And I think in our lineup, you can kind of relax on a couple of them. And I'm not going to name names, but that's just my feeling.
That, it's an elite offense. And I think how we pitch them what was really good. And really, it was the bullpen. You know, you think about game one with Waters and Koenig and Hooks. Shut them down.
Shut them down.
Game two, Calhoun, shut them down. And then yesterday, Rabe was phenomenal. You know, it's just when it, what it boils down to is it's two pretty evenly matched teams when you think about it. And one team has their strengths and the other's weaknesses, and then the other team has its strengths and the other's weaknesses. And it was just really high-level competitive baseball, really, for all three games.
You know, Rally Cap, I don't know if you watched that on SEC Channel. They said it was the series of the year. Out of all the matchups in the SEC to this point, it was the number one series of the season. So that's what, you know, their thoughts were about it. And going forward, Hindu, you know, what such a big game Tuesday starting off. You know, you don't want to go 0-4 against Mississippi State, and now your pitching is worn a slap down, you know, going through the marathon Saturday and then yesterday, and you got these injuries. You know, is Foley going to be able to catch and get down in that squad? I don't see how Fetty can play center field the way he was running during the game Sunday. And then if you do that, you got guys playing out of position everywhere. What do you see Tuesday?
Yeah, obviously it's a big game, really, for both teams from a strength of schedule and RPI standpoint. But I'm going to assume Mississippi State, after really a nice weekend sweeping LSU, but how they did it, they had to come back all three games.
Yeah.
They're probably burned on pitching too, you know. So, you know, as I don't think we can use that as an excuse. Now, obviously, the injury side of it, you hope Foley can go. I'm with you. I haven't gotten an update as far as Fetty goes. So, we're just going to have to find a way to try and win that game tomorrow. But as far as the pitching goes, I think both teams are going to have to use a lot of arms that aren't used on a weekend. And so that gives you some opportunities offensively. You're just going to have to take advantage of it. Clearly, you know, you hope Judd and Tristan can get back on track tomorrow, because they always kind of set the tone. They have all season. But it's always a fun game. It's good for the fans there in the, you know, central part of the state. But again, Mississippi State had to burn a lot of guys to try and win that series. So, you know, I think it's probably an even match as far as the pitching goes. But at the end of the day, we got to get healthy for Arkansas.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad time for Mother Nature to come down as it might tomorrow night and push it back a week to give them a little rest for the injuries. You know, and I think another frustrating thing was, yeah, there were, you know, five hitters in that lineup in the extra innings that are usually not in the lineup, which put a lot of holes in the lineup. But Ole Miss had opportunity after opportunity in those extra innings where they would get guys on second base, where Georgia wouldn't get anybody on. And it just seemed like they kept trying to hit one to the double-decker instead of just shortening it up and poke it over the third baseman's head while the shift was on and just win the game, you know, just a little hit. And it was like it was contagious. It wasn't only Bassetta. He got a lot of the criticism, but a lot of them just swinging way too long and hard. Did you have that feeling watching it as well?
You know, I really didn't, because all these kids are talented. They're uber talented. I think the difference, what sets the great ones apart from the good ones, are they've been in the moment and been able to shine in the moment, and they know when to kind of decompress, take a deep breath, and realize, you know, that hitting that 450-footer may not be what we need. Eventually, they will, but it takes at bats, and those guys, for the most part, hadn't been in that, you know, in that spotlight, and it's just a learning curve. And, you know, a lot of times, sometimes you don't have the right guy up at the right time, and it just didn't play out well for us.
Yeah.
And obviously Georgia took advantage of it, because they're in the 14th. They got a guy, Trey Phelps, right guy, right time. He hits the home run, and ultimately they win it. But, you know, you learn from that. And, you know, I had a conversation with a guy today who was talking about one of our players that didn't come up in some opportunities. And I said, well, you think about it. I mean, Elko, Alderman, Utermark, when they were young and inexperienced, they didn't come up in those moments either, you know, and it's just part of the process. But I got a lot of confidence behind those guys, but it just didn't play out the way we wanted it. But, man, let's look at the body of work over the last, you know, 3-4 weeks. I mean, it has worked out. It just didn't in game two, and that's baseball. I know everybody hates to hear that, but it happens sometimes. And it think about Georgia after game one. I mean, how bad were they second-guessing themselves because of this or that and the other? It's just part of college baseball, and it didn't go our way there in game two. And I think it kind of carried over to game three with the injuries and the mindset. So you just hope tomorrow we can flip the switch, hit the refresh button, and you know, let's get it back started again.
Hindu, I've said for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, I'm not worried about Hunter. I'm not worried about Hunter. I'm not worried about Hunter. Well, after Saturday morning, I am a little worried about
Chucky.
Hunter.
Don't worry about Hunter. Gave up
8 runs, and you know, that's not Hunter-ish.
Yeah, and I don't worry about Hunter either. You know, again, there's nobody I want more on the mound on a Friday night in this league than that dude right there. I just think the teams that have gotten to him this year have had an unbelievable approach, and they've stuck with the plan, and it's played out, and it's worked, you know. Now, you know, I don't know what Joel Mangrum or Coach B, you know, does to maybe change some things up as far as maybe pitch selection or how we're going to attack this guy or that guy. But I think good teams have kind of changed their approach on him and been successful doing it. But I would throw this Saturday out. That's one of the best offenses in the country.
I agree.
And they just happened to win on that day, you know. But 9 times out of 10, Hunter Elliott's going to win the battle. And on the flip side of that, I don't want anybody else going game one for Ole Miss because he's got intangibles that other guys don't have on a Friday night. And most of the time, that's going to win out in this league.
And Hindu, speaking of the pitching, the bullpen, just unbelievable. I mean, and I was really, Koenig and Robertson in particular, I thought they needed those outings in big-time matchups to just give that confidence level another boost. And I'm excited about where our bullpen is now going forward.
Yeah, it's got to be in a good spot, right? We got a lot of season left, 3 conference weekends, SEC tournament, and then the postseason. Those guys needed it from a conference level and a confidence level. You know, the one guy, obviously, Will Liberty didn't have a good outing. You hope he can have an outing where he can build off of. But it was tremendous. I mean, what Waters did, Koenig, Hooks, and then JP and obviously
Calhoun.
I mean, you win a lot of games if you get efforts like that out of the bullpen, because I still believe Hunter, Cade, and Rabe are going to give you quality outing after quality outing. This is still a scary baseball team. We just ran into the number 5 team in the country who just, for 5 innings, was able to get us out. We needed one base hit, and you and I, we'd be having a different conversation on how this weekend went.
Exactly.
But Ole Miss, over the last month, look at the body of work, man. This is a good baseball team. We just got to kind of flip the switch tomorrow and get it going back in the right direction.
I think you're exactly right. I think we're playing as good as anybody in the country. And tough loss this weekend, but we got to go get those Hogs.
Yeah, and did y'all have Malloy on? I missed it.
Yeah. We did.
How was he? How was? I saw him today at lunch, congratulated him. I still can't get any tips on my short game, but, man, what a run they've been on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Malloy tried to give Chucky some tips on putting, but he likes to take 8-footers in, so it's really not a lot of tips to give him since he puts them in his pocket.
Well, I'll tell you how great Chris Malloy is. DK and I were sitting there watching it. Sunday before the game, they win it, whatever. DK shoots him a text, congrats. Malloy sent back, thanks, appreciate it, go beat Georgia. Man, what an Ole Miss guy, huh?
I know it. So excited for him. And like we were saying, if they can get to that match play in the NCAAs, which I think they will, I think they got as good a shot as anybody to win it all.
Yeah, pull the ball down.
Hindu, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
You
too. We'll talk to you next week.
Got a little SEC and Ole Miss news before the break, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. NFL draft, not Ole Miss heavy, but the SEC 87, eclipsing their mark of 79 a year ago. So they held that.
Yeah.
Big Ten had more first rounders. And then if you're looking into the polls for tomorrow, Baseball America has Ole Miss currently at number 22 with Mississippi State at number 10. D1 Baseball has Mississippi State also at number 10, and Ole Miss hung in at number 17. They didn't fall after the weekend.
Yeah, I think this week's a good opportunity to really improve those standings there.
Where's Ole Miss RPI?
Number 11, and that was a question we had, and boy, we could talk RPI for a while. It fell by losing five spots to Georgia. Their non-conference schedule, abysmal, and that's hurt Georgia's RPI. Yeah. So that's that. All right, friends, back in a moment.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And it is time to wrap things up a little bit here on this version of the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. We'll do some red and blue chips recruiting, brought to you by the Grove Collective. NIL opportunities for the Ole Miss student athletes. Yancey, what you have?
Yeah, but Ole Miss decided to bring in their big-time quarterback commitment this past weekend for an official visit. They've had him in probably five, six times this spring, but they're trying to wrap this up as Georgia's really been hot after him, and he's the number four quarterback in the country right now, and things went really good. He's saying, we, for Ole Miss, we're going to get all the best players. I really feel like things are solidifying when they're with Keegan Croucher out of Baylor High School. Four-star safety Tavares Harrington was in town for an unofficial visit. He's a number 124 overall rated player out of Chicago. He's a safety. Four-star linebacker Kenneth Simmons out of Brentwood, Tennessee, was in town over the weekend. He's a number 144 overall rated player. Four-star wide receiver Cade Cooper out of Pennsylvania was in town over the weekend. He's a number 131 overall rated player. St. Thomas More, Connecticut, four-star defensive edge rusher Marvin, I'm going to just try to get this right, Nastop, made another trip over to Oxford. He's 6'7", 275, and he'll be back in for his official visit in June. Four-star cornerback Taylen Mayo out of Lewisburg, Texas, and now has Ole Miss and LSU as the top two schools. He'll be back in Ole Miss May 1st, April 25th. He'll be in Baton Rouge. He'll make a commitment after that. There's a rumor that Ole Miss, hearing that four-star safety Daryl Madison, a kid committed to Michigan out of New Jersey, is expected to flip to Ole Miss very shortly. Basketball portal commitment out of St. Joseph's 6'8", 200-pound guard, Desir Haskins, and we talked about that, Gary. That's very unusual, 6'8", 200-pound guard. He has signed with Ole Miss. He'll be a rising senior, average 11.1 points, 6.4 rebounds. He joins rising sophomore, 6'7", 235-pound forward out of James Madison, Christian Brown, rising senior out of Washington State, 6'10", 220-pound forward, Indy Okafor, Pittsburgh, 6'6", 220-pound rising sophomore, Roman Sillip.
Ciapella.
Boy, wouldn't I be good announcing these games. And Seton Hall, 5'10 point guard, Adam Clark, who's a rising junior. So that's it out of the portal so far.
All right, so we get to this. It's called The Good, Bad, and Ugly, brought to you by Cannon Motors of Mississippi. Car shopping made easy. A vast selection, new and used cars, committed to providing amazing customer service, and the service center's there to help you enjoy the many years you drive the vehicle purchased at Cannon. Go to CannonMotorCompany.com to find a location near you.
All right, The Good, Ole Miss golf team won the Southeastern Conference Championship yesterday with a 4-1 match play win over number 3 Florida at Sea Island. Coach Chris Malloy's squad dominated the Gators and took the first SEC title for the Rebels since 1984. What a day. The baseball team took on number 3 Georgia and captured the opening game 10-0 after overcoming an 8-0 deficit. The Rebels are now 11-10 in the SEC. There's been some criticism of the fielding by the Rebels, but during this series, they only made one error and several outstanding defensive plays. Overall, very good. Bad, the Rebels tied Georgia 7-7 in the second game of the series Saturday night, but could not get a key hit in extra innings with several opportunities before losing 9-7. Some of our best sticks failed to punch the winning ticket when they had the opportunities. The ugly, hitting the baseball is one of the hardest things in sports to do, but some of the at-bats the Rebels had in extra innings Saturday and most of Sunday's game were downright ugly. Taking third strikes, swinging a foot over top of breaking balls, never shortening their swings with two strikes, just some ugly hitting.
I agree. I thought the extra innings, just overswinging, everybody trying to hit a home run instead of just poking the ball and getting a single and end of the game. Cost them the series. That changes in the future.
Sunday was just as bad.
Yeah, Sunday was – they were thrown off. Sometimes a pitcher just has your number. And yes, they slammed him the game before, but it really wasn't the over-swinging I saw on Sunday. I just thought the pitchers get them. The extra innings, they were over-swinging, and there were guys sitting on second and third every inning in the extra innings. And, I mean, you win that game 100 out of 100 times at home like that, and they didn't get it done. But that's, you know, they're playing really good baseball. If we can just get Folly and Fetty back healthy, they can get back. I'm just worried about that really messing things up, the momentum up, because then you got multiple guys playing out of position, and Ritter's strength is just not throwing out players at second base. And Gary, real quickly before we run out, you know, the basketball portal, I see a lot of fans freaking out. Only 36% of the players in the portal have committed to a team. 23 of the top 100 players are still uncommitted. So there's still a lot of guys out there to close this portal class. They got 5 in the portal so far, a lot of 6'6 to 6'8 guys. What would you like to see from here on out? They got, by my count, room for 3 more.
Still a scoring guard, I think. And a big. It's still the same thing that I said last week.
You gotta have a 5.
Especially with James Scott gone out of that mix. I think that's still the thing. And I think you mentioned the new guy. I think it's guard slash forward with him at 6'8".
200 plus pounds.
Yeah. So 30% 3-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just turned out to be that way both years. I know he struggled at the end of the year to shoot it this time. So I think that's still it. But you're right. Negotiations are out there. prices are high.
And I think that's why there's so many left. Top players and players available still. Been only 36 to 37% that have signed yet. You know, and the portal's closed. But I think a lot of fans think the portal's closed. That means it's over. No, it just means you can't enter the portal. You still got a ton of guys out there. And Chucky, real quick, in about 10 seconds, you're hearing some good things coming.
I heard
out,
from an insider at Meet the Rebels the other day that. I said, man, I'm a little worried about this basketball roster, how it's developing. And this fella told me, he said, man, you don't need to worry. He said, we got some studs coming. He said, we've got some commitments we didn't want to put out yet because we were afraid it'd mess up some other kids. And I said, we're going to be okay.
All the fans out there doubting Beard, I'll be very surprised if Ole Miss isn't in the dance next year. He is very, very, very motivated. Don't count him out. Hotty toddy.